This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Megan Lynch, and you're listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. Republicans in the Illinois House balking at a measure to gain oversight of homeschool families in the state. The legislation would require homeschool administrators to submit information to their local school district, and that would include requirements for homeschool programs. I spoke with Representative Reagan Deering of Decatur and Representative Brandon Schweizer of Danville about their opposition.
It's opening that door for more regulations in the future, and it's just not something that, you know, Illinois needs to be focused on right now. We got plenty of issues that we can be dealing with, and just right now, homeschooling is not one of them.
Yeah, I would say I've worn a lot of hats in the educational space, primarily as a parent, but I'm also a former educator, a current school board member, and I have owned a tutoring and test prep business. So it's very apparent to me that every student learns differently and can respond differently to various methods of instruction. So parents who are taking advantage of homeschooling know that it's an incredible asset that's opening up these opportunities and allowing their children to flourish. The bill we're talking about today takes away that parent's freedom and the opportunity for students who learn differently to succeed.
Representatives, what do you think is behind this bill? Is there something else that's motivating lawmakers to propose this?
I mean, if I had to take a guess at it, I would have to think that it's probably the rise of homeschooling. It's been on the rise significantly since 2020. And I think, you know, the legislative state is taking an awareness of that and wanting to try to get in to regulate, you know, what they see or could see as a threat to the public school system.
Yeah, I think the sponsor of this bill, to Brandon's point, recognizes that homeschooling is on the rise, and, you know, they're showcasing that they're looking for just simple oversight, but that's not what's happening here. This legislation is multiple pages, and it's not just a little bit of oversight. It's a tremendous source of unfunded mandates for not only our homeschooling families, but also our local school districts and our ROEs, as well as the State Board of Education.
What would you say to someone who would say, well, this is just like a truancy law, just making sure that kids are in fact being educated?
It goes far beyond just, you know, a truancy law. If it was just, the state really trying to get a hold on who's actually being homeschooled, who's in public school, and that was it, there wouldn't be 50,000 plus individuals that are against it. You know, it goes into all the unfunded mandates, you know, the requirements for the parent to be able to teach, you know, the homeschool, their education requirements, the requirements that goes into what the coursework is going to be and who has to be holding on to it. There's just a whole host of other issues besides just a simple declaration of I'm going to homeschool my kid.
Yeah, parents for so many various reasons are choosing homeschool for their families. If there was a concern about an individual student's truancy, there's certainly an opportunity for a local school board to open an investigation into that. But I don't think that this is a very obvious program, problem for our homeschool families. I think that the public schools have a pretty high truancy problem already. So I think they're coming at this the wrong way.
What do you hear from parents about, you know, why they are choosing the homeschool route, why we're seeing a swell in popularity again?
I think that I have found this to be the number one issue that parents are calling and writing my office about. They are choosing homeschooling as the best environment for their children. I've heard various reasons, whether that's just the educational curriculum that they would like to have greater control over for their students. Maybe there are social concerns or safety concerns. So any number of reasons that our Illinois families are choosing that freedom to educate their children at home.
Yeah, and I spent 21 years in the Marine Corps, so I've seen a lot of families that, you know, do it for various reasons. One of the biggest reasons why I was in was the continuous movement of a family. And so being able to have, you know, that same environment, regardless of where you are in the world, you're the one that's in charge of, you know, schooling your child. And so it's the ease of being able to do it and not having to worry about, okay, I'm going to this state next, or I'm going to this country next. I got to figure out where I'm going to send my child to school. It's that same environment, no matter where you are.
Should there be some type of oversight of homeschooling in the state at all?
That's a great question. Ultimately, you know, it goes into, you know, the homeschooling aspect here in the state of Illinois is one of the bright spots that our state actually has. And, you know, if you start taking that away, it's just going to give parents or families, you know, another reason for them to actually want to leave the state. The bill just goes far beyond, you know, just having some type of regulation. It's almost getting into the aspect of, this is what we're going to require you to teach your child, even though they're not in a public setting and you're doing it at home. We're still going to have our hand in what they're going to be learning.
That's Representative Brandon Schweitzer of Danville and Reagan Deering of Decatur joining me on KMOX. We have reached out to the sponsor of the homeschool legislation, but we have not yet had a response. We've got